John Crossman says competition has always been important to him in various aspects of his life. However, John says when it comes to fasting, it's not a competition.
One thing about me that's got me in trouble in my life is I tend to be competitive and I tend to do things too harsh. And so like when I had that depression, I now really feel like it was triggered by burning the candle at both ends. And I've had to learn a lot more about self-care. You know, I can't care for others if I'm not full, right? And so with fasting, I've had to learn the same thing that like in my brain, I want to do that at an extreme. Like I'm a man, I'm going to fast for 40 days. I'm kidding you. Or something crazy. And so what I've learned as I've gotten older is that there's a lot more practical, lighter ways I can do that.
And fasting in specific ways has really helped John grow deeper in his relationship with God.
I can do that for part of a day. I can do a water-only fast, again, for a part of a day. And do that in the sense that it reminds me, it keeps me fresh on top of my mind, important things that I need and want to be praying for. So I would encourage somebody, my problem is I overwhelm myself, like, oh my gosh, I can't fast, I have no food for a weekend or something crazy. But the reality is like what I can do is I can do that in a little area. I can do that from maybe in the morning I wake up and I just drink water until noon and or something to that equivalent. I don't have to make it so grandiose that I'm suffering for some crazy reason. I really can do it in a smaller step and have the same impact.